Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2411-4201-0053-3452.
Okay.
I filled it out online.
So. Oh, you filled it out online? Okay, let me pull up your information real quick. One second. Okay, this is Corpus Christi's People's Baptist Church?
Yes.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Lucinda Mitchell.
Lucinda Mitchell, okay. And what's a good phone number, just in case we get disconnected?
Area code 910.
Okay.
599.
Okay.
2868.
2868.
You did 2868, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to confirm the information we have here on file and answer any questions.
Okay.
If you could just confirm the billing address for me.
229 NAS Drive.
Okay. City?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay. And the zip code?
78418.
Okay. And what is the company company phone number?
Area code 361.
Mhm.
852-1155.
Okay, and is the email stanlovesme@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and how is the company structured? Is it a LLC? Is it sole prop?
Is it what?
Is the company, how's it structured? Is it a LLC or is it a S-Prop, S-Corp? Is it a corporation?
It's an incorporation.
Okay.
It's a mobile home park.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
The mobile home park's been around for, I'm guessing, 30 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
It's at least 20.
Okay. All right, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you are looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, it's my turn now, or are you going to
do that? Yeah, so go ahead. Yeah, what are we looking to do here?
We're looking at updating some things at the park.
Okay.
And, of course, try to get some payroll caught up on and everything else like that.
Oh, okay. Very nice. What are you guys looking to upgrade or update anyways?
We're looking at adding water meters onto our thing so we can start charging for water.
Ooh, very nice.
And we'd like to get the road work done.
The road work?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How many water meters are you looking at?
We have approximately 200 units.
Wow. That's very good. You guys busy?
Yeah, we bring in about $840,000 a year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is that what your sales were like last year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what you're on track for this year?
It's probably that or a little bit more.
Okay. That's awesome. That means you guys are growing. That's good.
Yes.
And then with these water...
You're growing more.
Yeah. And then with the water meters, then you'd be even making more. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So 200 units of the water meters. That's nice. Okay. And then...
How are you doing? This is Jeff from the Bank of Cardiff.
And then the road work. Okay. So how much are you looking for? How much do you think would do the job for you?
Let's see.
I just wanted to touch base with you. We sent out a financial offer to you about 2.5 weeks ago. It's a pre-approved offer.
I'm saying with the road work and the meters, and it's just rough guess because I'm not for sure.
That's okay.
Maybe about 150 to 200,000.
Okay.
Because you know paving costs a lot, so you know.
Sure.
Got the.
Anyway, like
figure out things like that.
Okay, absolutely.
And then we have some electrical work that we have to update, so that money will go towards the electrical work as well.
Okay. Electrical work, just like as in pretty much lighting and everything around?
Updating the electrical panels and the boxes, because like I said, this park's been around for a while.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Some of the boxes for the electrical work is bad. So.
It's getting a little outdated. Don't want to get shocked to death.
Right.
I gotcha.
And then we pay the demolition company to take down some mobile homes for us that were condemned. So now we've got more room to put more people.
Oh, okay. Right on. Okay. How much do those demolition companies, how much do they... usually charge
those demolitions were $17,000
per home or just for the whole thing?
No, just for all 8 mobile homes.
Oh, okay.
They were single line mobile homes.
Okay.
I appreciate
that. You can tell I'm trying to update the park, so you know, I've been doing this slowly but surely, so I figured if I could get the meters put in and the road work done and some electrical issues, then I'm getting a start on updating the park a little bit.
Absolutely.
That way I can go up on rent.
Okay, perfect. Now, in those 200 units, are they all full right now, or do you have...
I have 6 opened as we speak right now.
Wow,
I have 6 left to fill.
That's pretty good, isn't it? That's awesome.
That is very good. I mean,
very
you
nice.
Can't complain, but, you know, with $840,000 and paying power bills and water bill, then I can't do no updating, so that's why I'm looking at getting a loan.
Okay, absolutely. When do you need it by? Like, how soon do you need the funds? Do you have a deadline or anything?
If you can get it in there tomorrow, that would be good.
Okay. I will try my best. That's one of the nice things with us. We can get you an answer pretty fast and funded pretty fast as well. So that's really good.
Yeah, because your advertisement says that 9 times out of 10 when the bank says no, y'all say yes.
That is correct. And I'll tell you, you know, since 2008, that's why. You know, back in 2008 when the huge housing market crashed, you know, now it's very, very hard for, you know, businesses to get approved because they were being stupid with their money back then. So that's where we came in, and it's a little bit easier with us. Okay. Have you ever worked with a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. So the way it works, do you have a set term? Like, how long are you willing, what's the monthly budget you've been budgeting for?
You're talking about to pay back the loan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that'll be up to y'all, whatever y'all tell me.
Okay.
Is that
have
the
you,
way
have
it
you,
works, or?
Yeah, usually. I just like to get an idea of, like, if you've budgeted, if you've, you know, what would be a, you know, a good payment for you where you feel comfortable.
A good payment that would be comfortable would be probably $1,500 a month.
Okay.
Is that ridiculous? Is that too low of a payment, or?
No, I mean, we. You know, what I always do is I always try, for all my clients, I get them, you know, to be qualified for the most amount for the longest term.
Okay.
That's what and then we work back from there. Let's just say, like, you get approved for way more than what you're looking for. You know, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take what you want.
Okay.
That being said, now with the capital loans, because you said you're not familiar with them, what that is, it's a fairly new lending product. It's kind of similar to a line of credit. The only difference is that it's unsecured cash, and it gets directly deposited into your account.
Okay.
So that's what's really nice
when
about it.
When you say unsecured, does that mean anybody can get it, or is it secured to where nobody else can get it, but it's unsecured for me?
No, what that means is that unsecured, meaning there's no collateral.
Oh, okay.
So that's where that stands. With that being said, unsecured loans are going to be shorter term as well. So it's about 3 to 36 months.
Yeah, I see that. It's circled. A secured loan is up to 5 years, and an unsecured loan is up to 3 years.
Right, exactly. And like I said, I'm here. I'm going to be you qualified, for the longest term, the most amount. So that's the way I always work for things.
If you can make it an unsecured loan at $1,500 a month, that would be good.
Cool. All right. I will write that down in the notes.
Normally, what I try to do is I pay over the loan for that.
Okay.
And I've already got electrical bills that I owe for because I had some of them updated. And I'd rather go ahead and pay those electrical bills off that I've got accumulating over there.
Okay. Let me see here. So let's say you had all the water meters in place and all the electrical work in the road. How much revenue do you think you would build from that, just from the water meters? Quite a bit?
Yes. Let me put it this way. My water bill out there is about $10,000 a month.
Ooh. Okay.
And if I had my water bill, if I have water meters put in, I'd save $10,000 a month.
That's great. So you're saving about $120,000.
Yeah, because people over there at the park will start watching how they run their water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll be paying the water bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
So technically, I will be in good standings, and I won't have a water bill, and then that way I'll be able to pay the loan back quicker if I get my water meters put in.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be amazing.
I'm going to get excited.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It'll take me about $60,000 to get the water meters put in, but probably within 6 months I'll make it back with no problem.
Awesome. Okay. Now, listen, you are the 100% owner, right?
I'm 100% what?
Owner? The owner?
Yes. The church is 100% owner.
Oh, the church is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get it? It's Corpus Christi People's Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes, the church is the owner.
Okay. Okay.
I know it's confusing.
No, that's okay.
The mobile home park is called Marina Village RV Park. It's got mobile homes and RVs in it. And the previous owners that used to own it died and left it to People's Baptist Church. So now People's Baptist Church owns Marina Village RV Park. Does that make sense now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Now, regarding that, do they know that you're looking to get these water meters and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, when it comes...
They agree. They think if we get the water meters, we'll save the money.
Okay, perfect. Are you just like the park manager then, Lucinda?
I am the park manager. I'm the accounts payable, and I'm accounts receivable. I do
perfect.
It all.
Women of many talents. Very good. Okay. Okay.
But
just so you know.
And the deacon knows that I am doing this. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just so you know, when we get there on the application and all that stuff, we will probably need his signature and all that stuff, okay?
Okay. That will be no problem.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the capital loans, too, it's not necessarily based off of your credit, but I do have to ask, do you know what your credit is around, or the church's credit, or anything like that?
You're talking about the church's credit or Marina Village?
The church's credit, the Corpus Christi People's Baptist Church.
I am not sure, to be honest with you.
I know
Marina, if we put in Marina Village's name, I know that it would be good.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about the church, because I don't have nothing financed with Marina Village. I mean, the land's paid for. All we pay is just the maintenance and the electrical and, water and things like that.
On the tax return, what name is on the tax return? Is it Marina Village or is it the Baptist Church?
The church, considering the church owns it, is a 501c3, so we don't have to file taxes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then it would just be Marina Village?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And let's see here.
Every time I tell somebody that, they always go, well, we can't help you, so I'm just waiting for you to tell me that.
No. I'm definitely certain or very confident in that we can do something for you. Let me see here. Have you gone to any other banks? Have you gone to your local bank or anything? Have they?
Yeah, we tried Wells Fargo for People's Baptist Church maybe a year ago.
Okay.
So we never tried it for the park.
Okay. What did they say when you went there the first time a year ago?
I cannot remember.
Okay, no worries.
I have so much going on, I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
That's right, I get you. I'm like that too sometimes, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing good.
Worried.
Well, you're doing good. Okay, well, that sounds pretty terrific. You know, you guys have been busy for quite a while, 30 years, you know, gross annual sales, 84. I think these water meters would help out your business quite a bit.
They will.
That'd be awesome.
I've already got somebody lined up, and they're telling me how much it'll be, and they can get them out there and everything, and that would be just so awesome. Because I get tired of paying $10,000 for a water bill.
Sure. I would be, yeah. It'd be very old. That would get old very fast.
Yeah. That way I can pay off this loan quicker if I can make up my water bill payments that I'm having to send out.
Sure. And, you know, we do have discounts on early payback, too, so there's no penalty for that. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, within 6 months I think I'll notice a difference from not having to pay a water bill.
Cool.
And then I'll be able to, you know, I'd rather pay y'all. I mean, I don't have a water bill to pay. I could easily pay $10,000 a month, but don't put me down for that because that'll give me a heart attack.
Okay, I gotcha.
But I like to be able to set a limit and then go over that limit.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so why don't we do this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I was going to say, well, why don't we do this? Everything looks great. Let's see what we can do for you. I can send, our paperwork is very light. All we need to get moving forward is, it's going to be on the email, but I'll just go over it real quick. It's just going to be the application that I'm going to send.
Okay.
The tax return of 2015 and just 6 months of the most recent bank statements.
Okay, I could get you the bank statements, but we don't file taxes. That's where taxes
okay. In. Oh, that's right. Okay. Does Marina Village file taxes? I just have
nope.
to. No. Oh, okay. No,
because they're associated with the church, so we set it up.
Okay, I gotcha.
501c3 as well.
Oh, okay. That's fine. And then
I can get you the bank statements for both. I can get you the bank statements for the church and Marina Village.
Okay. Okay, we could do that. Yes,
but
send
a lot of faxing. I mean, a lot of emailing.
Yeah.
Would you rather me mail it to you?
Email would be the best way to do it. If you're more comfortable with, you know, however you want to do it, you go. However you would like to do it, that's totally up to you. Email's good.
I'll do email.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. Email's usually the best way.
When you're saying bank statements, do you just want, like, the first page of the bank statement? Because my bank statements are, like, 8 or 9 pages long.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we need the whole bank statement, so.
Okay.
Yeah. And that should be it. Do you take credit cards as payments at all, or no?
Yes. I do. I pay some of the bills with online payment and, you know, like our Kubota tractors that we finance with the church.
Okay. Does anybody pay Rent, that's what I'm trying to guess, with like their...
Oh, here at the church, no. But out there at Marina Village Park, they pay rent.
Okay. Okay, then we don't need that. Yeah, so those pieces of paperwork, I'm going to email that to you. The list will be on the email. And then it'll also have my contact information, you know, all that stuff. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to give me a call. And then when do you think you'll be able to get this paperwork over to me or the documents?
I don't know how fast you're going to send me the email.
About 5 minutes.
Then when you get that done, then about, you know, I'll start my end.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Okay, so I'll send that here soon, right now, and then I guess I will just follow up with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
Perfect. All right, Lucinda, well, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.